Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the morning the Dorim Daf Chavav. We actually begin the very first word, very first line on Chavav and Aleph, but we're going to chazu back to the end of yesterday's shir. Today's shir is a complicated shir, and Mir Tzashem, I hope it's clear. So to quickly chazer from the two dots in the middle of Chof Hei Omid Beis with the words Tanan. So we learned yesterday in our Mishnah that if a person sees somebody eating figs, and he says, I don't want them eating my figs. Those figs are like a carbon to them. And then it turns out that his father or his brother were amongst the people there. So Beis Shammai said that in that situation, he certainly doesn't include his father and his brother in the neder that he made that the fig should be like a carbon. And therefore, Beis Shammai says that his father and or his brother would be allowed to eat the figs, whereas everybody else would not. And Beis Hillel says once part of the neder is nullified, so the entire neder is nullified. Huto miktsaso, huto kulo. So this was the machlokas we had yesterday in the Mishnah, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Now, we learned later in the Masechta, Tanan Hosum, we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vov Omer Aleph, that originally they thought, like the opinion of Beis Shammai, that if a person made an edda that he wouldn't eat, let's say, meat and or wine all days of the year, and he didn't realize that that would include Shabbos and Yantiv, so they thought that, okay, the Shabbos and Yantiv, because of the covenant of Shabbos and Yantiv, they would be allowed to eat meat and wine, but the rest of the year he still was also meat and wine, until Rabbi Akiva came along, Achabar Rabbi Akiva, and taught the Limeid, Neder Shehuto Miktsaso Huto Kulo. So Rabbi Akiva taught us that din, which seems to be in accord with the opinion of Beis Shammai. And now here's where we get into the critical part. We have two different understandings over here, Rabbah and Rava. We learned Rabbah's understanding yesterday. It's critical to understand what Rabbah said, and we'll learn Rava's understanding today. So let's chazer over quickly Rabbah's understanding. Rabbah's understanding was Dekulayama, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say the following. If the person said, if I had realized, if I had known that my father, and or the brother, but we'll just keep the father over here, if I know that my father was standing there amongst all those people when I said the neder, that the fig should be offered to you like a carbon, hayisi omer, I would have made an addition. In that situation, I would have left the original neder the way it was, kuchem asurim, but I would have added on a caveat, chutz me'abba. In that situation, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are in agreement, the kulur asurin v'avim mutter. Rabbah's understanding is that even in that situation, Beis Hillel would be molded to Beis Shammai that since the original neder wasn't changed, kuchem asurim, and it's only a caveat that you added on that said, but, chutz me'abba, everybody's in agreement, the kulin asurin v'aviv mutter. In that situation, everybody, Beis Hillel as well as Beis Shammai, but Beis Hillel would also agree that in that situation, only the father's permitted, but everybody else would still be asur. The kulin asurin v'aviv mutter. And that's because you didn't change the neder. You just added on a caveat to it. You qualified it in a certain way. But the opinion of Rabbah is, if the original neder is unchanged, then we don't apply hutur mitzaso, hutur kulo. Now, where does Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai have a machlokis? They only have the machlokis if the person had said, if I know that my father was there, I wouldn't have said kul chemasurim, because I don't even want to have a smidgen of thought that my father's included in that neder. Ella, what would I have said? Rabbah's opinion is, I would have said, Hayisi Omer, Ploni uploni asurin, the Abba Mutter. I would have said that so-and-so, Yanko, and Yitzchak, and Beirish, so those guys, they would be asur. But I would have said, the Abba Mutter. Now, in this new nether, he's changing his old nether. The old nether was Kulchem Asurim, and now he's saying, Ploni uploni asurin, and Abba Mutter, in this situation. That's where we have the machlos between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, yeah, the father's mutter, and ploni asur. However, Beis Hillel says in that situation, hukter miktsaso, hukter kulo. That's where we left off yesterday. That's the opinion of Rabbah. Rabbah's essentially saying that if you don't change your riddle neder, kuchem asurim, but you just add on chutz me'abba, so then even Beis Hillel's mode, we don't say hukter miktsaso, hukter kulo. And only the father would be permitted and the others are not. But if you change the original neder from kuchem asurim to say ploni uploni asurim va'aba mutter, so then hutter mitzas or hutter kulo according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai says no, only the father and the others don't eat. They're all still asur. That is Rabbah. Now we introduce, we go to Chavava ben Aleph, the Shita of Rava. Until now it was Chazara, and now we go to Rava. Top line, Chavava ben Aleph. Rava Amar, Rava says, Dekule Alma, Rava holds, that in fact, everybody agrees, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. If the person who made the nether had realized that his father was amongst that group of people, he never would have said, all of you are us, like a carbon to eat my figs. My figs are like a carbon to you. I would have instead have said, Hayisi Omer, I would have changed the form of the nether, and I would have said, Hayisi Omer, ploni uploni asurim, v'abba mutter. I would have said, Yankel and Yitzhak and Beirish, you guys are asur, and my father is mutter to eat. Rava's opinion is, as opposed to Rabba. Rabba said that's what the machlokus was in this case. Rabba's opinion is, in this situation, kulan mutarim. Even Beis Shammai is moda, that in this situation, hutu miktsaso, hutu kulo. That here, because you changed the neder around, everybody would agree that hutu miktsaso, mutu kulo, hutu kulo. And therefore, Beis Shammai would be moda to Beis Hillel in this situation. Exact opposite of Rabba. Rabba said, this is the case where they have the machlokas. And Rabba says, this is the case where they don't have the machlokas. All right, where do Beis Hillel and Shammai have the machlokas? Rabba says, lo nechluku. We only have the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Shammai in the case where you don't change around the nether. You just add to it. The person that said, if I know my father was there, I wouldn't have changed my nether, but I would have added on something to it. I still would have said kulcham asurim, but I would have said chutz me abba. In this situation, Beis Hillel says, Hutu miktsaso, hutu kulo. But Beis Shammai says, no, in this situation, only the father is permitted, but Beis Shammai would say that everybody else is still usher. And the reasoning is because Beis Shammai sovri lo ki Rav Meir. Here, the reasoning of Beis Shammai has to do with the following. They hold like Rav Meir, the Amar Tofus Losun Rishon. We have a machlokas elsewhere. The Mefarshim on the Daf go through in more detail. I'll just say it outside. The machlokas elsewhere is, how do we view statements that a person makes? If a person says, this should be an ola for me, and then he changes and says, this should be a shlomim for me, so do we say that the second statement is really the one that we go after? Or do we say the first statement is what you go after, and the second statement, sorry, is null and void? So Rav Meir holds the Omar, Tofus Loshon Rishon. You go by the first statement that he made. That's the critical thing. So if the person said, this should be an ola, boom, it's an ola. When he subsequently says, this should be a shlomim, so it doesn't work. Doesn't work. You hold Tofus Loshon Rishon. So Beis Shammai holds like Rav Meir. And therefore the person said, Kulcham Asurim, boom, they're all Asur. Oh, he then modifies it by saying, V'abba Mutter, that's okay, that's not changing it, that's not disagreeing with Loshon Rishon, it's qualifying it. And therefore, only the father is permitted in that situation, but everybody else is still Asur because Tofus Loshon Rishon. So Beis Shammai holds like Rav Meir. And Beis Hillel, they hold Sabi Loker of Yossi. Rav Yossi says, no. No, when he concludes his statement, that's what he means. So if he first said that it should be an ola, and then he says it should be a shlamim, you go by the last statement, as the Ran explains, Riozi Sirle, Dare Zu Tumura Shlamim. This should be the exchange of a shlamim, should be Gemar Dvarav Odom Nitvas. You go by the last words that the person said. So in our situation, according to Beis Hillel, who holds like Rav Yossi, when he said Kulcham Asurim, but then he changes it, even though he didn't change the Lashon, he just qualified, he says, Chutz Me'abba, so that essentially uproots the Kulchem Asurim, and according to Beis Hillel, everybody would be mutter to have those figs. So these are the two understandings, Rabba and Rava. They are quite different, they're the opposite of each other, and now we're going to spend the rest of the shir, or a lot of the rest of the shir, questioning these Shitos. So we start off with questioning Rava. On the surface, all of it's going to be questioning Rava, but Tosos brings down that it's actually a bigger kasha sometimes on Rava, but the Gemara just asks on Rava because Rava is the Talmud of Rava, and therefore it is more appropriate to ask on Rava. In any event, Esve Rav Papa LaRava. Rav Papa questions Rava, and he brings down the following Mishnah later in the Masechta as well from Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and he says, the continuation of that Mishnah, Kate said, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Neder shuto miktsaso hutur kulo. We just learned the first part of the Mishnah. The Rebbe Kiva says that once the neder is uprooted in part, so the entire neder is uprooted. So the Gemara now, the Mishnah there says, give us examples of this. So if the person had said, konem she'eni ne'ne l'kuchem, if a person said to a bunch of guys in front of him, and he said, konem she'eni ne'ne l'kuchem, it is asa for me to get benefit from any of you. And then he says, except for a certain person there, hutru echad mehem hutru kulam. If one of them becomes permitted, the entire group becomes permitted, because hutru mitzaso hutru kulam. That's part one of this Mishnah. Then he says, if the person who made the neder said, she'eni neneh lozeh v'lozeh, we delete the word lo, the Bach says we delete the word lo. So if the person said, I will not get hanoa, she'eni neneh lozeh v'lozeh, from you and from you, so then, hu tohor rishon, if the first one is uprooted, he doesn't include him in the neder for whatever the reason, so then everybody else is also mutter, hutra kulam. And then the third part of this Mishnah is the case where he said, hutra achron, if somehow the last person over here in this series of people that he says, she'ni nene, lozeh, v'lozeh, if the last one becomes mutter, then only the last one is mutter, ha'achron mutter, v'kulon asurin, and the others still remain in their iser status. The person cannot get hanoah from any of them. So there are three parts to the end of this Mishnah over here, in the explanation of Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Again, to go over them real quickly, the first one, if he says, kulchem, eini nene lekulchem, and then any one of them is excluded from that nether, so then all of them are excluded from the nether. If the person said, sheini nene lozeh velozeh, so then, hutor rishon hutrakulam, if the first person is matir, then all of them are matir, but the last part says, if only the last one was matir, hutor achron, so then, only ha'achron mutter v'chulon asurim. Now, how do we understand this Mishnah? Rapapa's questioning Rava, it doesn't work out according to you. You're an Amora. Your understanding doesn't fit in with this Mishnah. Rabba's understanding fits in with this Mishnah, but not yours. How is that? So Rapapa says to Rava, bishlamole Rabba, according to Rabba. Again, let's remind ourselves. Rabba said that in the situation where he doesn't change his neder, kulchem asurim, and he just qualifies it, chutz me'aba, everybody agrees that the original neder stays, kulchem asurim, and only the father is permitted. Both Beis Shammai and even Beis Hillel agree to that. We don't say over here, hutu mitzasu hutu kulo. And the only time we have the machlokas is if he changes around the neder, and he says, ploni v'ploni asurim, the abba mutter, so then Beis Hillel says, hutu mitzasu hutu kulo, and Beis Shammai says, no, even in this situation, we don't say that. So, Rapapa says to Rava, Rabba makes perfectly good sense with this Mishnah that we just brought down from Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Bishlama l'Rabba, he would say, Mokim lo l'Reisha. Now the Reisha over here is talking about the first two cases. Kloma Reisha, the Ran says, and Dira Masel Eisvei, says, Kloma Reisha kari tre babe kamoi, v'seifa karinam bava basraisa. Now we're going to be constantly changing this around, but right now, when we say Bishlama, the Reisha, according to Rabba, is okay, so it's talking about the first two cases, where the person said Kulchem, and then if any of them are matired, the whole neder goes off, and if the first person is matired, all of them go off, and there's no Isser of him getting Hanoah from any of them. So, Mokim Lola Reisha, Rabba would say that the Reisha, the first two parts of this Mishnah that we just brought down, explaining Rabbi Akiva, Ketzat, so Mokim Lola Reisha, the Omar lozeh v'lozeh. The Reisha is a scenario where he says ploni uploni, and therefore, according to Beis Hillel, they're all going to be mutter. Rabbi Akiva holds like Beis Hillel, they're all going to be mutter, and therefore, no problem. V'seifa, the third part, is the Omar lekulchem. He used the lashon of kulchem asurim, which doesn't change around the nether, and he just said chutz me abba or chutz me basraisa. So in that situation, we understand why only the last one is permitted, and all the others are not permitted. Oh, so Rabba could fit into that. But Papa questions Rava, Ela l'didach, according to you, Rava. Again, what did Rava say? Rava said that they all are in agreement with the ploni uploni asurim v'abba mutter, that all of them, even in that situation, Beis Shammai is a motive Beis Hillel, that hukta mitzasu hukta kulo. And the only time they have a machlokas is if he didn't change around the lashon of the neder, he said kulchem asurim, and he just added on chutz me'aba. That's where they say Beis Shammai have the machlokas. So according to you, Rava, how do you understand this Mishnah? Bishlama Reisha. Okay, the Reisha would be fine. Now here, the Ran explains, the Reisha is only talking about the real Reisha, which is the kulchem asurim case, and in that situation, everybody's mutter. Ah, so Bishlama Reisha would work out well according to you. Mukim lo, d'yom l'kulchem. That exactly is what you said Kulchem Asurim. That explains why this is Rabbi Akiva's Shita, because Rabbi Akiva goes like Beis Hillel. Only Beis Hillel says in this situation that everybody's mutter, and Beis Shammai says no. Only the father is mutter, and therefore only the person who he would say, you are permitted. So in that situation, this goes in accord with Beis Hillel. The Reisha, the real Reisha of this Mishnah, goes in accord with you, Rava's understanding of Rabbi Akiva and Beis Hillel. And we turn to Chavava Med Beis. However, Elo Seifa, but the end, which now the end over here means the Mitziyusa, Ron explains. The end means over here the case where if he said, Kulchem Asurim, except one of them, the first one, so then everybody is mutter. According to you, we understand that's Rabbi Akiva, Elo Seifa, Dama Lazeh, Velazeh, but he's using the Lashon, Velazeh, Velazeh, Yorasa, and then one of them becomes mutter, so you're telling me that that's only Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva he? Am I? Why? Do the Rabbanon, Pligi Rabbanon, Alei, do the Rabbanon argue in that situation? No, they don't. V'amris, Divrei HaKol Mutter. You had said in the case, Rava, your understanding is when you say Ploni, Ploni, Asurim, and then you say one of them is Mutter, the Abba Mutter, so then Beis Shammai is also in agreement. Why would this only be Rabbi Akiva? This would also be Beis Shammai. It wouldn't only be Rabbi Akiva slash Beis Hillel. This would also be Beis Shammai. So therefore, Rav Papa concludes his question and says, according to you, Rava, you can't understand this Mishnah on Samach Vav, Amud Aleph, Rabbi Akiva's Ketzad, the three explanations. Rava says, not so fast, Rav Papa. Amalei Rava. Rava responds back to Rav Papa and he says, no. Now the gear said that the Ran prefers over here, he says, Ulirabba mi nicha. He deletes the words L'Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, we read this as Ulirabba mi nicha. And according to Rabba, what? He has no problem understanding this? You glossed over his explanation of the Mishnah. Rabba has just as much of a problem with the Seifa as I do. Why is that? Ulirabba mi nicha? Does Rabba, he has no problem understanding the Seifa? How did you understand Rabba's understanding of the Seifa? B'mai mokimla. How did you understand the Seifa of the Mishnah? And here the Seifa means the very end of the Mishnah, which means the case where he says, if mutter ha'achron, only the achron is mutter, and all the others are not mutter. How did you understand that? That was a case of the Omar Kulchem. He didn't change around the Girsa, and he just said, one of you, Abba is mutter, one of you is mutter. So then, why should it make any difference between the Mitziyusa, which you said, he holds that everybody is mutter. If the first one was mutter, then everybody else is mutter. Versus the last part of that Mishnah, where it said if the last one is mutter, only the last one is mutter, and all the others are usher. Hey, Dain hu Rishon, the Hey, Dain hu Achron. Why should there be any difference according to Rabba? Once Rabba says, Kulchem Asurim, Chutz Me'abba, so what does it make, Chutz Me'abba? What does it make whether it's Chutz from the first one or Chutz from the last one? He says in this situation that Rabbi Akiva's opinion, Beis Hillel's opinion, would be that only the chutz person is mutter, but everybody else is still lesser. So how come there's a distinction in the Mishnah between the first one and the last one? So Rabbah has the same problem that I do with the Mishnah. He also has trouble with it. So therefore, both of us would answer as follows. And therefore, just like Rabbah's going to get out of trouble, I'll get out of trouble as well. Elo, Reisha, the Amar Lekulchem, in the first part of that Mishnah where he says, Kulchem, Kulchem Asurim, and we said that in that situation, all of them, not only that person is mutter, but everybody's mutter. That's because, according to Rava, everybody agrees in that situation. Bishon, Bishamai, all agree that they're all mutter. And according to Rava, also no problem. The Ran explains he's talking here about where he's changing what he originally said from Kulchem Asurim to saying Ploni, Ploni Asurim, Va'aba Mutter. In that situation, Beis Hillel holds that all of them are mutter. Rabbi Akiva holds that all of them are mutter. So the Reisha is no problem. I had a problem with the Seifa. You totally misunderstood the way the Seifa is read. You have to make a distinction between, why is there a difference between saying the first one, right, in the second part of the Mishnah, we said if you say the first one, then they're all mutter, but if you say the last one, only the last one's mutter, and everybody else is still remaining in a state of Isser. Why should that be? What's the distinction? So Rava explains to both himself and Rabba, the Seifa is a chain. It's a shalshelis. The Seifa could go in shetilon zeh bozeh. So the person says, this one is usher. And likewise, this one is usher like him. And likewise, this one is usher like him. The Omer, Ploni, number two, should be kiploni, like number one, usur. Uploni, number three, should be like number two, kiploni, and so on and so on. And in this way, if you're matir the first one, so then everybody was compared to the first one, so then everybody else will become mutter as well. And that's why, in case number two of the Mishnah, when he says, if the first one is matired, then all of them are matired because you broke the chain. And now all of them who are compared to the first one, either directly or indirectly, if we say number four is compared to number three, it's compared to number two, it's compared to number one. So ultimately, they're all compared to number one. And if you matir number one, so then the whole chain breaks apart and all of them are mutter. Oh, that works out great. That's why in the middle part, the mitzvah of the Mishnah, with the case of if you matir the first one, you matir all of them, it's a chain, and we understand that. And likewise, in the last part of the Mishnah, if you only matir the last one, since it's a chain, so all you did was matir the last one. So you matir number four, but number three remains aser, number two remains aser, number one remains aser. So therefore, this is the way to be understood, and it's no problem, Rava says, to either Rabba's understanding or my understanding. And the question of Rapapa falls aside. And I'll show you that I'm right, he says. Daikar Nami, I'll show you that this is right from the following Braisa, the Tanya. We learned in the following Braisa, now Dagoz and Siyunim says that this is actually a Mishnah and should be the Tanan. Others say, no, they're actually using the Tanya over here for a Mishnah. In any event, it says, the Tanya, Hutur Ha'emtsoi, if the middle one in this chain is muttered, is made to be no longer in the nether. Hey man, ulamat mutarim, ulamat asurim. It doesn't give an example of the first or the last one. This Brisa slash Mishnah says that in this situation, if you're mati number three, so then number three is mutter, but number four remains asur. If you're mati number two is mutter, number three is mutter, number four is mutter, but number one is still asur. So it's exactly this chain, this the Tanya or the Tanan proves what we just said. Rava's answer is correct. So Rava has gotten around Rav Papa's question. I know this was a little bit complicated. I hope it was clear. And we go weiter. Esve Rav Adda Bar Ava L'Rava. Rav Adda Bar Ava also asked Rava, and again, Tosos explains over here in Dibra Maschel, Esve Rav Adda Bar Ava L'Rava, he says, B'chulu Pirche Garsin L'Rava. We have the gears over here that all these questions are on Rava. But Mihu, Hai Pircha Isa L'Rava, V'kol Shekein L'Rava. K'moshe Forish B'ezes Hashem. So Tosos says that this kasha is not only on Rava, but it also goes on Rava. Okay, in any event, we'll learn it nice and simple. We'll read it just as the kasha being on Rava, but keep in mind that the kasha could also go on Rava. So Esi Rav Adda Bar Ava L'Rava, Rav Adda Bar Ava asked Rava the following shaila. The Mishnah on Samach Vav Amud Aleph, which we learned in part, but it continues, and it says over there at the end of that Mishnah, Konam Batzel. If a person says, Batzel, onions should be also to me, Shani Toem Shabatzel Roa Lulev. He says, onions are also to me because onions are bad for my heart. So therefore, he's making a decision based upon a certain fact. And he's saying that onions should be also to me. All onions should be also to me because they're bad for my heart. But then they tell him, listen, some onions are bad for your heart, and some onions are good for your heart. Again, I've mentioned this many, many times. We don't go by the medical advice of the Gemara. It's lav dafka that this is handed down to us from Har Sinai. This is based upon the state of the art in those days. And it may or may not have anything to do with what we understand today in medicine. So we're not discussing the medical aspects over here. We're discussing their statements and basing the neder on their understanding of the medical facts. So if they tell this person, you're making a mistake, not all onions are bad for the heart. Armelo, velo hakufri, a certain type of onion known as hakufri. What is hakufri? So a number of the mafarshim on the daf explain this. So the Rosh says, the Dibur Maskel, Kufre Yofel Aleid, he says, Botzel Hagodel, Shinis Bashel Kol Tzorchel. This is a full-grown onion, and that is healthy for the heart. Tosos gives two different explanations. In Dibur Maskel, Kufre Yofel Aleid, he says, Ashe Makomo, there was a place known as Kufri, right? Yeah, he says, L'chein Kelev Kufri. So there's a certain place. So the onions are covered in this place, Kufri, those are healthy. Brings down the Aruch, and the Aruch explains that people should wash on Kfar, Shel Kfar. This is from the villages. So the onions that come from the villages, they're healthy. So that's what they tell this person. Armelo, Aloha Kufri, Yovelaleg. Don't say that all onions are bad for the heart. Whatever this Kufri type of onion is, that's good for the heart. Therefore, the Mishnah there tells us that Hutar b'kufri, this person's nether doesn't apply to the kufri, because he only said the onions should be asur for me because they're bad for the heart. But that removes, that's like saying chutz me'aba. He didn't realize that his father was there. He never intended to include his father. So he never intended to include the onions of kufri. So therefore, the Mishnah says the kufri onions are mutter. But the Mishnah says, "V'lo b'kufri b'vad hutter el b'chol abitzalim." All the onions are now mutter because hutter miktsaso hutter kulo. And in fact, ma'isa haya, there once was such a ma'isa that was brought in front of Rabbi Meir, the tiru Rabbi Meir b'chol abitzalim. Such a person made an ad. They said all the onions are rotten because they're bad for my heart. They told him that the kufri are good for the heart. And Rabbi Meir said, "Once you're mater miktsaso, you're mater kulo." Now this is surprising. What's the kasha over here? Didn't we just say before that Beis Shammai holds like Rav Meir that Tofus Lashon Rishon? So therefore, when he said that Konim Batzel Shani Toim, so all of the Batzelim should be Aser. Oh, he then qualifies and says the Kufri are Mutter. So only the Kufri should be Mutter, but not all of them. So if you're telling me that Beis Shammai holds like Rav Meir, so how can you tell me over here that Rav Meir says that all of the Batzelim are Mutter? So that's now what Rav Ada Bar Abba says to Rava. My lav, aren't we talking about that the person would have said the Amar the Ilu Hayisio Deash Hakufri Yovel Alev Hayisio Mer Kolam Salam Asurim Kufri Mutter. It's as if now when you tell him this that he's saying that when I made my original neder, I'm saying that only the ones that are bad for the heart are Asur to me, but the ones that are good for the heart are Mutter to me. Now, in that situation, Beis Shammai holds that only that one, only chutz me'aba, only the kufri is a mutter, but everything else is aser. So if Beis Shammai holds like Rav Meir, then you would have expected Rav Meir over here to say that only the kufri are mutter. But here he says, not only are the kufri mutter, ela kol ha'besalim mutter. So we seem to have a disconnect between Rav Meir and Beis Shammai. So Gemara says, no, that's not a disconnect. Lo, why not? Because Ba'omer, the person is saying over here, because he's saying over here, if I'd known that the kufri are good for the heart, I wouldn't have said kulchem asurim v'kufri mutter. I would have said ayis yomer batzo ploni asurim. The onions that come from New York, the onions come from Miami, the onions that come from Chicago, those onions are bad. But the onions that come from kufri, they're mutter. Oh, this is a lashon of ploni ploni. And Rava explains, according to me, everybody agrees that if you use the lashon of ploni or ploni, asurim v'aba mutter, then not only does Beis Hillel, but even Beis Shammai say, hutter mitzaso, hutter kulo in that situation. And therefore, Rabbi Meir, aliba the Rabbi Akiva, the aliba the Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir can hold like both. And therefore, it's not a problem for us to say that this is in accord with Rabbi Meir, and yet at the same time, it doesn't shlug up my shita of how Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are to be understood, that Beis Shammai holds like Rav Meir, and Beis Hillel holds like Rav Yossi in regards to a situation of kulchem asurim chutz me'aba. Tosu says that this was originally a question on Rabbah. So in the end of Dibra Maskel, the Rav Meir, Tosu says, V'aliba de Rabbah nami lav pirchi. This is also not a question anymore on Rabbah. Why not? Because the Yesh Lomar, the aliba de Rabbi Akiva omar dafka, that this only goes according to Rabbah, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, the opinion of Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel says, if you say this, then ploni uploni asurim, only Beis Hillel, only Rabbi Akiva holds that way. The lo aliba the Rabbanan, and not the Rabbanan, the pliga Rabbanan, b'lazeh l'zeh, because in the situation of ploni ploni, b'lazeh l'zeh, the Rabbanan argue. So Tosus explains, it's not a kasha on Rava, and it's not a kasha on Rabbah either. Again, not an easy sugya. Mark continues and asks one more question on Rava. Esve Ravina l'Rava. Ravina asks the following question to Rava. He brings down the following brisa. The brisa says, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Yesh neder shemitzasa mutter, umitzasa osur. There is sometimes a neder that part of it becomes permitted, but the remaining part of it remains osur. Ketzer, what are we talking about? So, Rav Nosson says, Nodar min ha-kalkola. If a person says, I'm not going to get any benefit from this basket, this kalkola of figs that is in front of me. The Ran explains in this situation, nearly the mitzvah mutter below Shela, that part of it becomes mutter without having to ask Hataras the Dar, Mishela. Kivan Shiesh ta tos be ikar a nether, since it's a mistake in the ikar of the nether, because the person didn't mean to ask everything, as we'll see in this case. So, Ketzat. Nodar min ha-kalkola, if the person says, I ask myself to get any benefit from this kalkola, this basket over here of figs, and we turn to Chavzayin Amar Aleph, V'ahiyah benos shuach What are b'no shuach? There are certain types of figs. The Mefarish in the top Mefarish says that the b'no shuach are the b'no sheva, although some say that b'no shuach u b'no sheva is the gears of the Mefarish. In any event, certain types of figs, he says, he doesn't want to include in the neder. So he says, Amar ilu ayis yodesh b'no shuach b'soch, oh, if I'd only known that these b'no shuach are inside of it, lo ha'isi no, that I never would have made the neder as I did. It's a very, very, very interesting aside. Some suggest that the reason why the Benos Shuach are known as the Benos Sheva is because they brought Misa into the world. Because this was what Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, was figs, according to one opinion, the four opinions. And one opinion says that they ate the figs. And these figs were known as Benos Sheva because they introduced death to the world and they introduced Shiva into the world, and they're known as Benos Sheva. Very interesting aside. In any event, the person says, if I had known that the Kalkala also included, besides the regular figs, the Benos Shuach, I never would have made the neder that I did. Lo yisi no there. This situation, Rav Nosson says, ha Kalkala usher, all the other figs in this basket are going to be usher, but the Benos Shuach mutaros. That's the original understanding, Rav Nosson said. But then, hachibar Rav Akiva, believe me, neder shuta mitzasa, huta kola. Along comes Rav Akiva, says the same thing like we said before. Rav Akiva holds that if part of the neder is falling apart, so the entire nether falls apart. Now, how's this Akasha on Rava? My lab, aren't we talking about the Omer, that the person changed it and said, Ilu ha'yisi yodea shebeno shuach besocha, ha'yisi omer te'enim shecharos ulevonos asuros, ploni uploni asurim, and the benos shuach mutaros. So isn't this the formulation of ploni uploni asurim, the Abba mutter, which you, Rava, say that everybody holds is hutu mitzoso Hutur kulo. Rabbi Kiva he, upliga Rabbanan. But this is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, and the Rabbanan argue on this. But according to you, the Rabbanan shouldn't argue on this. So, kash on you, Rava. So, Rava responds back to Ravine. He says, lo, that's incorrect. You know what he said over here? Biomer. The person said, ilo yisiyodeh shebeno shuach besocho. If I known that there were, in addition to the regular figs, there were these beno shuach, these great figs inside over there, I would have said, yisiyomer, I would have used the lashon of kulchem asurim chutz meyaba, and I would have said kulchem asurim hakalkolo asura. However, chutz ubnos shuach mutaros. Oh, so this is the lashon of kulchem asurim chutz meyaba, and here that's exactly what we have in machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. They have the machlokas in this situation, and therefore this isn't going against what I just said that only Rabbi Akiva holds here that they're all mutter, but the Chachamim who argue with the Rekiva would say that only the Beno Shuach are mutter, and the rest is not going to be undone. The rest will still remain usher. Let's already finish off till the Mishnah. A little bit more. It's a difficult shiur, but we'll go a little bit weiter so we can just conclude this subject today. So, Man Tana Lahod Tana Rabban, who's the author of the following Braisa? We'll see, we'll explain this according to both Rabba and according to Rava. So, Noda, the Braisa tells us, Noda Mechamisha Bnei Adam Kiyachod. If a person says, I am not allowing myself to get hanah from any of these five people. The Braisa continues and says, if it was hutter li'echamim, if one of those people then became mutter to him, for whatever the reason, let's say one of them turned out to be his father, so then hutru kulan, then all of them become mutter. However, if he changed it around and he said, chutz me'echamim, he added on, without changing the lashon, he added on chutz me'echamim, so then that person is mutter, the hain asurin. And all the others remain awesome. Now, who does this go like? If you want to tell me Ila Rabba, it goes like the opinion of Rabba, so we understand it very, very well. The Reisha is Rabbi Akiva. The first part is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that says Hutter Mitzaso Hutter Kulo, and the Chacham disagree with him. And this first part is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And the Seifa Divrei Kol, the second part, which says if you don't change around the Lashon, you just say, add on something, so it's kulchem, and then you say chutz min, so chutz min abba, or chutz min echad behem, so then everybody would agree in that situation. Both the opinion of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in that situation would say that the father, or the person that you're saying chutz min, other than that person, he, the person that you're excluding, is now allowed to get, you're allowed to get benefit from them, and all the other people, you still remain also to get benefit from them. This is exactly in accord with what Rabbah said. Ila Rava, if you're telling me that the Braisa is to go in accordance with Rava, so then we flip it around. We say the Seifa goes like the Chachamim, the Rabbanan. Seifa is Rabbanan. The Seifa states that Chutz Me'echad Mehen, in this situation, that's the Chachamim's opinion. They argue the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Hutter Mikzaso, Hutter Kulo. And the Chachamim disagree with that. So Rava would say that the Seifa is the opinion of the Chachamim. hu mutar v'hein asurin. Exactly like the Chachamim who say not hutar mitzasa hutar kulin like Rabbi Akiva. And the Reisha, which is that if you're matir one of them, hutar li'echa mihem, hutar kulin, that goes like the opinion of everybody. The Reisha l'divrei akol, and therefore Rabba would be perfectly in accord with this Brisa as well. So we learned the Brisa both in accord with Rabba and Rabba. I know this was a very difficult shiur. With this, we, Baruch Hashem, conclude today's shiur, and we'll pick up tomorrow from the new Mishnah.